Welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes or Less with Tommy. Right, so I panicked. Yes, I panicked so much. Like, I could feel like my heart beat super fast. And it wasn't good. Trust me, it wasn't. I was chilled all through when the news first broke out, not because I wasn't concerned, but because I had deliberately decided that I was not going to panic. I was going to feed my mind with positive things. All right. And after a while, I realized that I started panicking. Like, one day I had to text my friend and I told him that, yo guy, I'm panicking. And then we spoke about this, and I realized that the panicking was as a result of what I had been seeing, what I had exposed my mind to, right? Okay, so let me give you an example. Before now, right? So when I open my Twitter page, Instagram, they're still like, they don't post as much news. They just post their pictures and go. All right, like, you just do wash your hands, social distancing, and all those cute stuff. But on Twitter, that is where the breakdown of the whole gist is. Like, before now, if I opened my Twitter page, Twitter, oh, hey, I just sounded like an abroad person. Like, yo, I'm not a Nigerian like you guys. My real country is in the abroad, you know. Back to what we're saying. I promised you just vibes, so I opened my Twitter like some days ago, and from the beginning of the timeline, I scrolled and scrolled. Everything that they were talking about was COVID-19. Different kinds of news, the numbers of deaths, the numbers of infected persons, the story of where there was another breakout, how there's really no cure for it yet, how opinions of people thinking, oh okay, this is what they should have done, but as like generally news that could make you freak out, right? Trust me, I said it wasn't good. So I made a deliberate effort. I called myself to order. You know those staff meetings you have with yourself where you're like calling yourself to order, and I asked myself something that told me, do you want to keep panicking like this for the rest of this period? So let's say it takes the next 14 days for this whole thing to be off. Are you going to keep panicking for the next 14 days? Really? I told myself no, that I wasn't going to do that. So I decided that I started muting certain words that I was relating to it. Not because I was nonchalant. Here's the thing. I was looking out for myself mentally. Alright? Yes, I've been washing my hands. I've been doing social distancing. I've been sitting in my house. Right? So, muting all those words. COVID-19, coronavirus. I muted as far as death, like D-E-A-T-H, right? I muted all those words, pandemic, panic, all those things. I made sure I muted them. Not because I didn't care, but because, like I said, I was looking out for myself and it was really very essential. So another thing I did, right? Okay, guys, I feel like I haven't done a proper introduction, but anyway, I'm a Christian. I'm saved, yes, I'm a believer, I believe the gospel. Right, so this means that I believe that Jesus came as a man. He died, was buried, and the third day he rose again, and now he lives in believers. He lives in us, in our hearts, by the Holy Spirit. Yes, I believe those things. Right, so as I was saying, I am a Christian, I'm a believer in the gospel, I believe the power of God. So another thing I did was that I started binging on sermons. So last month, my pastor, January, like towards the early part of January, my pastor started a series on healing school. Like, so he was speaking about how God wants us to be healed, how healing is part of our covenant as Christians, how healing is a sign that Jesus rose from the dead, and like all those things. So I deliberately started listening to those things. All right, so I started feeding my mind on the word of God. I started feeding my mind on, he spoke about the supernatural power of God. He spoke about how there's power at work in the believer, how you yourself can get healed and you can get the person healed, the next person healed. Like, so he was teaching practical steps to these things. I don't know if you want the link to it, which I believe that you should listen to it. You can send me a message, leave a comment, and I'll respond with the link. Or maybe I'll attach it to this podcast, whichever way, and make sure the link gets out, right? So, like I said, if you are panicking in this period, you need to deliberately shut out things that would make you panic. Secondly, you need to feed on the word of God. Yes, you are washing your hands, you're staying at home, you're social distancing, but yes, you need to feed your mind with the word of God, because you keep feeding your mind on these numbers, you are going to freak out and you're going to panic. And even doctors will tell you that you are not supposed to panic, right? Third thing I would recommend is that find someone to pray with or pray for. All right, see, prayer is not some activity that you just do, right? There is power at work in the believer. Call your friends, call two of your friends on WhatsApp. Call them and you guys could pray 30 minutes, an hour, 2-3 hours, as much as far as you can go. Be deliberate about these things. Pray in tongues if you can, and if you can't, it's pretty easy. You can buzz me as well. It's not rocket science. All right, so like I said, one, deliberately shut your mind off things that would make you panic. Two, feed your mind on the word of God. Three, find believers to pray for and with, people who have the same faith. You guys join faith together and pray, and trust me, prayer works. Fourth thing that I think you should do is to find something to do. Either read a book, a healthy book read a book, take a course. Don't just while away time on Twitter, social media generally. All right, so guys, these are my steps to dealing with panic in this quarantine period. And please guys, wash your hands, clean your doorknobs, door handles, maintain social distancing, and stay at home. Except you are an essential worker, please stay at home. Please guys, my prayers are with you. And if you are panicking, please send me a message. I'll text you back and pray together. Or if you need someone to pray with, or maybe you're not feeling fine and you need someone to pray with, buzz me. I am here. I will pray with you. I will share materials to help you. All right, guys, it's 9 minutes already. And I promise it's going to be 10 minutes or less. All right, guys, let me know what you think. Drop a comment, please. Please, I need this feedback. If you heard up until this point, please be kind enough to drop me a feedback. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I'm blowing you a kiss. Don't worry, I've brushed and I've had my bath too. All right, bye.